Task 3.
A new book by Dan E. Parks, titled Titanic Legacy, The Captain, The Daughter, and The Spy, explores the true story of RMS Titanic's commander and his family with the help of private letters and photographs. It also talks about the final moments of Captain Edward John Smith. Although how he died exactly remains uncertain, Parks presents eyewitness accounts from survivors that suggest how the captain may have died when the ship sank in April 1912. The Titanic tragically hit an iceberg on the night of April 14th and sank early the next morning. More than 1,500 people lost their lives in what became one of the most well-known disasters in history. Captain Smith's body was never found, and only 337 of the victims were ever recovered. Because of this, various stories and theories have developed over time. Some said he went down with the ship like a hero, as shown in the 1997 film Titanic, while others even believed he might have escaped and lived in secret in the United States. Parks, however, supports the more widely accepted idea that Captain Smith either drowned or froze in the icy waters, along with many others. He includes several reports from survivors in his book to support this. For example, Robert Williams Daniel, a banker who was 27 at the time, said he clearly saw Captain Smith standing on the ship's bridge as it was going under. He told a newspaper that the captain died a hero. Another survivor, Isaac Maynard, a cook, also said that he saw Smith on the bridge before being swept off the ship. He later noticed the captain swimming in the cold sea, still wearing his uniform and hat. According to Maynard, someone tried to pull him onto a raft, but Smith refused, telling them to look after yourselves, boys. Other stories describe the captain as continuing to help others until the end. A survivor named George Brereton said that Smith saved a baby from the water and passed it to a lifeboat before returning to the sinking ship. Parks believes these accounts show that Captain Smith remained calm, brave, and selfless in his final moments, behaving exactly as many had always imagined he would.